This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, woo! Man, the athletic smell in this studio that I'm in, the athletic support studio. Woo, the smell smells like athletes. Hey, welcome into Auto World, everyone. Welcome into the athletic support studio this week. Yes, I'm Mark Evans, your host. Putting up with what my crew did here, they pushed me down the hall into a room that I've always wondered what this door was, and they said, you're going to find out this weekend. And, oh, boy, did they. They unlocked and pushed me in, and it's the athletic support studio that we're coming from here in Boise, Idaho, live to you each and every hour this week. Why? Oh, you know why. Athletes. Basketball is rocking this year. Oh, yeah. Basketball, the football, the big game is about around the corner from you. And, of course, as you know, the Olympics. So, with that, yeah, I know we're out of world, but you know what? We're also athletes, all of us, when it comes to making sure that when we put 10 and 2, our hands, get your driving gloves on, 10 and 2 on that steering wheel. See, you're an athlete. Instantly, you're an athlete. Because you're, well, you got the right foot on the go pedal and the you 2 foot. You better not be two-footing on me. Left foot on the brake pedal at the same time you're pushing the go pedal. What do we call it? Woo! A smoky burnout. Woo-hoo! See, you're an athlete. So with that, welcome into the Athlete Support Studio. Didn't even know we had one. Right here from Boise, Idaho, live. This is Auto World. Proud to be behind the microphone this hour, every week for many, many years. It's good to be here, folks. Sit back, relax. I'll be doing the driving. Thank you for climbing into that big sectional couch we have. What? Yes, that automobile we're going to be talking about this week. Right here, right now, in the second hour of Auto World, that automobile that I have, we put a picture up. Yeah, there's a picture up on our Facebook page. Mark Evans is the address. Head on over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and or head over. Please do. I have a lot of things happening over at Auto World Radio Facebook page. And don't forget Instagram. Auto World Media. A lot of things happening there. That we have a picture up there of an automobile that we're going to be talking about that, yes, there is actually looks like a, well, the passenger side seat. Yes, the driver's seat is pointed toward the steering wheel so the driver can see out the windscreen to make sure we're going down the road straight. But the passenger seat is turned around so when you're sitting in it, you can talk to your friends and neighbors that's sitting in the sectional, the big sectional couch that you have in your living room. This thing is in an automobile. I'll give you a little history of how come why that car might not have ever made it. That means it was it a concept? Did it make it? What year was that? All that's coming your way right here on the second hour of Auto World. And now, in the second hour also, not only we're going to take your emails, you know, yes, you got a little challenge happening right now with the neighbor's car. The neighbor's car's got a muffler that, you know, fell off the exhaust pipe, tailpipe, whatever you want to call it, behind the muffler. The whole entire muffler fell off. Your neighbor's noise is driving you nuts. Oh, no, that's the smell of our perfume for the ladies, that exhaust smell. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the guys, go ahead and splash some tranny fluid, if you would, on your neck to get the smell. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's Auto World right there. Well, today here on also on Auto World, we're going to be talking about, well, you'll get my drift. That's coming up next. 16 hours of drift. Whoa. What's that all about? Well, you're going to find out here. And the second hour also, folks, we started on the first hour of Auto World. I have the 10 most profitable car companies coming your way. We're starting at number 10, which we did on the first hour. You got 10, 9, and 8 on the first hour. The second hour, you're going to get, let's see if I count right, 7, 6, 5. Yeah. And on the third hour of Auto World, we're going right to the top. See who's the most profitable car companies on our planet. Auto World. Now, you're saying we're paying too much for cars now, aren't you? Or are you? Yeah. How many of you just go to the car dealer, new or used, and just write a check? Or do you whip out the American Express to buy that piece of metal? Or do you say, sign me up on that that credit plan you have? I'll just sign right here. How much is the monthly payments? What I'm saying, it doesn't matter as long as you're happy. I want you happy. I want you happy with the color of the car on the outside. I want you happy with the creature features on the inside. And also the color. Oh, yeah, that old velour. Remember the velour? Oh, you're saying you're driving one with velour? Woo, yeah, that crushed velvet. That's what I'm talking about right there. Not. That's the old days. Yep, suicide doors are coming your way, too, on here on the second hour, and you're going to wonder, what the heck is suicide doors? You're going to find out right here on Auto World. For your first-time listeners, we've got a lot of great Auto World AW radio affiliates that take the show. Growing, and I'm very proud of that. Thank you to you, the listeners, and to our radio affiliates for accepting me, accepting the show Auto World, accepting to take the show and be able to put me in the driver's seat each and every week. And a lot of you are might be listening on a delayed station that's taking us and on a different day. And I'm saluting you right now, folks. Right hand up. Good salute to each and every one of you. I don't have a hat on because I'm in the athletic support studio this week in a very special chair, the Lion Lucy. I tell you what, Lawnmower Larry, he gives me a good clip with my hair, but he's the one that put this chair in here, and it's got a really nice rubber band type strap that I'm kind of like the baby, you know, my grandkids. We have these little chairs when they're little, you bounce in them. That's what I'm sitting in. So sometimes I might be going in and out of the microphone. Anyway, hey, let's get to it. Oh, we're going to have to start right here, right now, with something that I promised you, and on the first hour we didn't get to. And, well, you think about it, and it's like, wait a minute. Mark did mention something about unlocking Editor's Choice Awards. Yes. Oh, by the way, go ahead. Go over on Facebook page and look at that fence. It's got all those locks on it. Padlocks. How many thousands are there? Address? Facebook, Mark Evans, my name, Auto World Radio. Go over and take a look. And I stated, we're going to be unlocking Editor's Choice Awards from Car and Driver Magazine, folks. And it's all dealing with one brand, Honda. Let's start at the bottom first, share with you half of them. And then on the third hour, I'm going to share with you on the top of the list. Now, the editors at Car and Driver Magazine. Yes, it's still around. It's been around forever, and it still is around. It's still going to be around in the future. They have awarded 7 Honda models with the 2022 Editor's Choice Award, recognizing each vehicle as the best in its respective category, folks. Wholeheartedly recommending them to you, the buyers. Honda models were recognized across multiple segments with the 2022 Honda Ridgeline, the only vehicle of any brand chosen in the mid-size pickup truck category. So here's from the bottom. They're all good, but we're going to start at the bottom and go up to the number one spot on the third hour. Number one is the minivan, the 2022 Honda Odyssey minivan. They're everywhere. I've worked on them, and the only thing I've worked on, it's like we're changing oil and tuning them up, and yeah, putting new shocks on. They're wearing the brakes out. They're wearing the battery and the starter out, but they're still going. I have a customer that it's been passed down and passed down and passed down and passed down. I think it's got 300-some thousand miles on it. I don't know how many miles. I know when it got to like 225,000 miles on the electronic speedometer, the electronic numbers started going out. So we really don't know if it's 300,000-400,000 now. That's how good those are. Now, 7 of them. So that's number 7. Number 6 is the mid-size pickup truck that I just mentioned, the 2022 Honda Ridgeline. Do you have one? Have you actually had a chance to see the Honda Ridgeline pickup on the roads? Go to the Honda dealer and take a look. Don't be bashful. Go burn some of their gas. They got fuel in it. Burn it. That's number 6. Let's go to number 5 here on the second hour of Auto World, right here from the Athletic. Oh, yeah. The Athletic Support Studio. Mid-size SUV is the 2022 Honda Passport. They've been around forever, too. Give me a passport to get a passport. The 2022 Honda. We'll be right back live from Boise, Idaho. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here on the Genesis Communications Network.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Ah.
Well, I'm glad they're doing their job. Watch out for the whistle. Yes, I have that whistle in my pocket at all times because usually you might hear that whistle in the Greasy Garage studio. But today we are in the athletic support studio because all athletes need support, of course, as you know, in the Olympics. You also in your auto world hanging onto that steering wheel and the go pedal going. And, of course, you're watching out for the highway patrol because you're speeding. You're an athletic driver. That's what we call that. Just tell the officer, I'm an athletic driver. Mark Evans with Auto World said that, so he's the guy you need to give the ticket to. Hey, welcome back into the Athletic Support Studio. Next week, we don't know where we're going to be, which studio they're going to push me in, but I'm glad I'm here. This little springy chair here, this is awesome. The Olympics are now going on, as you know, they've been on, and then, of course, the basketball is hot. Woo! Man, my TV is steaming. It's so hot. Man, good to have you along here today on Auto World. Oh, we've been having a lot of fun, of course, with the news and the emails. Oh, yeah, Eddie, the engine emailer. He's in the studio again. He's hanging. Okay, give me the bag. It's time, he says, to get to another email. See, the thing is, he gets on me because I don't get to the emails as fast as I should. Before we do, though, Eddie, I've got a little trivia for the folks because it's this time of year again. Cold. So here's a little trivia for all of us. The first storage battery included as standard equipment appeared in automobiles in 1906. 1906 is when they put those big, heavy plastic batteries in order to give you a horn, maybe, like our shout-out horn.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Eddie, give me the bag. We're going into the email bag right here. I'm digging in. God, I almost fell in. Bag's too deep. Okay, we got us an email here, and the email address, folks, here on Auto World each and every week. And, of course, the door is open for you on Auto World, the car door. We really don't know when your car, truck, or your snowmobile, or your rototiller, or your lawnmower, whatever time of year it is going to break. Email me. Just stop everything. Grab the cell phone and email me. Here's the address. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. One word. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And every so often I'll do this, and it's good 110% of the time. I will consult with your auto repair shop, your detail shop, your tire shop, your car dealer, new or used. I will help you because I can talk the language. If you don't understand the language, that might be some of the reason you're listening to us right here on Auto World. And thank you for being here, tuning in, and coming into the Athletic Support Studio with me this week. And, that's what it's all about. So if you'd like me to say, I don't understand this, send me a copy of the bill email-wise, take a photo of it, and send it on over to the email of Auto World Radio. If you'd like me to talk to the dealership or the independent or wherever, even right down to the windshield company. There's a lot of divisions on your car, and a lot of them you might not understand because this is not what you do for a living. I'll consult with them. There's no cost. None. Zero. Keep the credit card in your wallet. Okay, I got the email here in front of me, and this is... Look. Ooh, this is good. I can read it on the air. If you do not want me to read your email on the air, just say, no, but please help, and I will not read it. And again, I'm going to say it out loud again. Your first name will only be the name that I will share. I will never share your phone number, your email address, your home address, your credit card numbers that you're sending me. None of that will be shared at any time. Okay, he says, hi, Mark. Dorian here with a truck problem. Hi, Dorian. I'm driving a Chevrolet truck that every so often it just dies. I coast to the side of the road, put it in park, and it starts right up. No noise, no bucking, no engine light on. I don't know what to do. Every time I take it into my mechanic, they can't find anything wrong. Where to go now? What to do now? Thanks in advance, Dorian. Listening in Brainerd, Minnesota on KVBR. Well, it's time for a shout-out. Woo! A shout-out to our great affiliate there in Brainerd, Minnesota, KVBR. That is, oh yeah, there's our shout-out horn, AM 1340 KVBR, Gull Lake, Crosby, Brainerd, Minnesota. And yes, all of you in between all the little towns, all of you are welcome. Thank you for listening and tuning me in and turning me on. Dorian, here's what's going on. Could be a couple things. One thing is I want to ask you, if you've got a pressure oil gauge where the numbers are on the dash. The oil gauge has numbers from zero, and then it might show a 30, and then a 40, and then a 50, and then a 60 in numbers. Watch the needle. If you do not have a gauge with numbers, then you have an engine. Oh, oil light. You know, back in the day, we called it an idiot light. Let's not go there. Dorian, does the light, do you have a light? Does it flicker? Does it come on? If you're driving down the road, you got RPMs happening in the engine, and you got oil pressure, and that means you've got oil pressure as you're driving down the road because the RPMs, the motor's running, and all of a sudden the light might flash or flicker on you, and the engine dies, and you're on the side of the road. Okay. Now, if you got a gauge, which Chevrolet trucks do have a gauge, you might not, but anyway, if you got a gauge, I want you to watch the needle on the oil pressure. If the oil pressure drops on you all of a sudden, meaning if the needle goes, you start it up, right, and it's cold in the morning, and it's only at 30, and once it warms up, it gets up to the Chevrolet trucks, I believe, get up to about 45, roughly, 43, 45 is the number, the special number on the oil gauge where the needle's hitting, and then all of a sudden, the needle just disappears to the left. It goes to zero again, then comes back up and bounces, Dorian. Okay, you know what's wrong? You do, don't you? Yep, the oil pressure sending unit is bad. Then why does that have anything to do, you ask, with it dying? The oil pressure sending unit, folks, especially on Dorian's, yours too, by the way, is hooked to the electric fuel tank, the electric fuel pump that's in the fuel tank back in the back, or sometimes on the Chevy trucks, it's on the side. Okay, wherever the fuel tank is, it could be, you know, on the moon, but it's connected to your, you know, the fuel injection up underneath the hood. If you have zero pressure, oil pressure, if the oil sending unit is not reading correctly, I'm not saying, Dorian, your engine's bad and you're not hearing any knocking, of course, and it's just no noise. Yeah, you got oil going through the veins of the engine, yes. But if the oil sending unit is bad, it sends a signal, electrical signal, that is, not a handshake signal. No, no, no. It doesn't scream out, "You don't have any oil pressure, Mr. Fuel Pump." No. It sends an electrical signal down the wire and turns the fuel pump off, so it shuts the gas off, causing the engine to die. Because the fuel pump says, the system, the computer says, no oil pressure means that it'll knock, knock, knock on the door on you and the bottom end of that thing. Spin a rod bearing or a crank bearing or a cam will go out on you. So it shuts the gas off, turning the engine off, and then you don't have a seized up engine, Dorian. Oil pressure sending unit. Thank you for emailing me out of Brainerd, Minnesota, KVBR, AM 1340. We'll be right back. Send me an address here, Dorian. I got some prizes and gifts for you. An oil pressure sending unit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia could invade Ukraine any day. That's according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. He said the conflict would come at an enormous human cost. President Biden's senior advisor offered another stark warning the day after U.S. officials confirmed that Russia has assembled significant firepower it likely intends to have in place by mid-month, giving Russian President Vladimir Putin the option to fully invade Ukraine. Sullivan, hitting the Sunday morning talk circuit, said the conflict would come at a strategic cost to Russia as well. He did not address reports that the White House has briefed lawmakers that a full Russian invasion could lead to the quick capture of Kyiv and cost as many as 50,000 lives in the process. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean right here from Auto World. Hi, everyone, and welcome back into Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Keeping it clean right here from the Athletic Support Studio. What? Yeah, we're in the Athletic Support Studio. It's athletic time right here on Auto World. Oh, the Olympics are rocking. The basketball's steaming up and getting hot. The football's right around the corner. The big game. Good to have you along. Remember, shout out here to our Facebook Messenger. You can also message me on Facebook. The address again is Mark Evans. Instagram account, folks, Auto World Media. And also Auto World Media website, autoworldmedia.com. More to come there. And again, Auto World Podcast. So you can always go back, listen, take notes, because there's going to be a quiz later. Since 1992, we're still quizzing you. Right here on Auto World. It's good to have you along. What a pleasure to be behind the microphone at all times. You never know what could slip in to the studio. But first and foremost, the typewriter. Whoa, the teletype just, oh, I got it. A teletype machine that's been here for, well, since 1992 is still working. And that means it's, oh, this is quite a story. Whoa. Kia. Oh my gosh, Kia Sportage. Yes, in Georgia begins production. Kia will, in Georgia, begin to do production of the all-new 2023 Sportage. Last Tuesday, the Kia Georgia team officially began production of the all-new 2023 Sportage subcompact SUV at the plant's facility in West Point, Georgia. Yes, USA! In Georgia, of course, there at West Point, the Sportage, Kia's longest-running nameplate, folks, has undergone its most, well, the biggest and the baddest changes to date as part of the Kia's movement that inspires. Transformation, the adventurous Sportage, the celebrity part of the Sportage, jungle green in color, with the X-Pro trim package? Yes, the vehicle was introduced by Sean Yoon, president and CEO for Kia in North America, and then driven off to the assembly line by the Georgia governor, Brian Kemp. Kia at Georgia's plant, they will also add, this is the best part, more people. That's right, more jobs to build it. It was our honor to last Tuesday to announce this, and what a milestone, of course. This Sportage now joins the award-winning and popular Telluride SUV, the Sorento SUV, and the K5 and midsize sedan on Kia's Georgia's production line. Those are the models that they're building on the Georgia's production line. So they're busy. They are busy, and congratulations. I tip my hat if I had one on, but I'm going to salute you instead. Right hand, everybody. Or left hand. I salute you, Kia. Congratulations. I love it when the teletype goes off and gives us some good, positive USA news. Hey, I want to do a little shout-out real quick to Sonny, one of our charter members down in Florida. He tunes in and listens. He called in here a little bit ago, and I just wanted to say hi, Sonny, and shout-out. We were talking about the email with the squeak. Oh, yeah, there's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. He's always sitting in the driver's seat of where the horn is. That's what I'm talking about. Sonny, thanks again. Sonny shared with us on the phone here that on break that is a squeaky bushings that emailer had. He said that back in the day they used to have, they put brake fluid in a compressed like type air canister and sprayed brake fluid on those bushings to get rid of the noise. Thank you, Sonny. You know, and that's something, brake fluid is an oil. It's a clear oil. And the more, go ahead, pour it out of the bottle, you will find out that brake fluid is a clear oil. But wait a minute, when you look at your plastic reservoir up there on the firewall, what? You mean you're not looking at it? Oh, so you take it to the full service gas station, huh? Not, because there is none. Up on the firewall on the driver's side, you will find a brake master cylinder that Sonny is telling us. Brake fluid, check it. How do you check it? Well, just look at the color of it. Now, I don't recommend, folks, brake fluid. I do not recommend your brake fluid canister as a clear plastic container. You know why it's plastic? Because they do not want you to take the lid off. See, that will actually screw up. Pretty much, the best way to say it, that will mess up the pressures and let air in to the brake master cylinder, causing a problemo. Yes, back in the day, they were cast iron and had a little metal wire that came up on top of the lid, and you take a little screwdriver and you pop that little metal wire off, you take the lid off, and there's that rubber on the other side of the lid that's sticking down in the brake fluid, and you push that up there and pour brake fluid in. Well, not today. If you do see a plastic reservoir on anything in your vehicle, you can see through and see the level. Do not take the lids off. And if it is low on fluid, you'll notice that. In fact, wait a minute. He said brake fluid's clear. It's not clear, Mark. It's like dark color. Brake fluid is an oil, and every time you apply the brakes to stop that beast that you're driving, the brake fluid, folks, is getting down there getting hot. Burning it. It's an oil, just like your engine oil. It's burning the brake fluid every time you apply the brake pedal. So when's the last time you had your brake fluid flushed? Get her done. Okay, like they said here, do you get my drift? Hopefully you do get my drift, because it's time to talk about this. A drift. 16 hours of drifting. Do you know what drifting is? Well, I have the all Guinness World Book record. Not in the studio today because we are in the athletic support studio. I don't have him live on the phone. We need to probably get him. He's over in Russia. Drifting is when you Well, you take your automobile and you got rear-wheel drive and you're spinning those tires to the point that the back end slides out like you're on ice or snow, and you're going sideways. In 2018, a BMW M5 set a new world record for the longest car drift. You ready for this? This was back in 2018. 232.5 miles, folks. Now, think about that. I just mentioned about the rear tire spinning. How can a set of tires last that long? In order to maintain its fuel capacity, though, you're going to run out of fuel, aren't you? Drifting a car for 232.5 miles? Yep. Well, back then it was refueled by a second M5 mid-drift and was able to sustain the process for 8 hours. So they kept drifting, putting the car sideways and refueling it, like those airplanes in the sky. They refuel it, you know. Well, they were doing this with the drift car. Well, it has been reported that a Russian man, he's claimed to have set a new drifting record of, oh yeah, get ready, he drifted his automobile 273.2 miles. Huh? Yep. He did it. Equipped with an extra gas tank that was able to store approximately an additional 53 gallons of fuel, adding to the vehicle's stock 10.5 gallon tank. Now, if I'm not mistaken, if you're trying to spin your back tires to turn that car sideways, called drifting, and isn't a gallon of gas about 7 or 8 pounds per gallon? Let's see, if we take 53 gallons that are extra and add up the 10.5 stock tank, that's, what, 63.5 gallons of fuel on board to turn that sucker sideways? That's a lot of weight. What kind of horsepower did he have under the hood? Anyway, congratulations to the all-time world record, the gentleman from Russia, drifting his car for 273.5 miles. Now that's a smoke screen and a half right there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back into Auto World. We are sitting live right here from Boise, Idaho, in the Athletic Support Studio in the Auto World Plaza. Yeah, I love this chair. Rubber band effect. Oh, yeah. Because it's athletic time, of course. That time of year when, well, Olympics is going on, of course, as you know. And the basketball is hot to trot. Football is just right around the corner. Woo-hoo! That's what I'm talking about, the big game. Right now, though, it's Auto World. And thank you for being here. Each and every hour of Auto World, each and every week is different. We have fun, don't we? That's what it's all about. Coming up, a little tease there on the program. Coming up on the third hour, we're going to talk about that escape room. Do you have an escape room in your automobile? Oh, or maybe your house. This is Auto World, so we're going to talk a little bit about that escape room. And then we're going to, you know, count down, of course, we're going to unlock more of the Editor's Choice from Car and Driver. And we're going to get, for the third hour, we're going to get to that recall. But right now, in the second hour, it's all about you. Of course, you are the star of the show. I don't ever want you to forget that, folks. Okay? And that means that you can interrupt me at any one point in time right here as we are live from Boise, Idaho, where the elevation in Boise is 2730. Microphone temperature, 110 degrees, so the track is getting warmed up. Can't tell you what my bun temperature is because I'm in a different chair this week because we're in the athletic studio room. Well, the athletic sports studio room. Now, right here. On Auto World, I promised you on the first hour, giving you a little tease. On the second hour, we're going to talk about that. Oh, no. They're going electric, too? They are. Who? RVs. RVs, folks. Recreational vehicles. Motorhomes. They're going to go electric on us. Yeah. Electric. Recreational vehicles, class A's, B's, C's. For you folks that don't know what those classes are, I'll just explain them to you. Let's start with class A. That's the one with the big windshields up front. Yep, flat, where they like to buck all the wind. Huh? Yeah, they're flat. They're straight up and down, class A's. Class B's are the little, like a van style, where it's got a pop-up roof and or it's already permanent fiberglass cap that goes on top of a a van, just a normal half-ton, three-quarter, you know, ton van. That's a Class B. Wouldn't you think that A and Bs are quite high for bucking wind? Yes. What's a Class C? Class C is a, and by the way, the van style is just single tire on the back. Class A's are, you know, the dualies. Oh, yeah, four tires on the back. And they're quite long. Class A's are, I believe they start at 22 or 23 feet and go on up to 123 feet. Anyway, no, they go up there 45 feet, I believe. And then so Class C now is basically a walk-in style RV that has the bed, you know, that the grandkids like, the kids like to sleep over you while you're driving. And look out that little window, because you're actually driving into like a like that little van cab again. And so then you've got the whole entire Class A type motorhome behind you, but you have a van style front. That's a C class. And so they're all going EV. Oh boy, what's the range? Well, I got some good news for you. We've talked about the range. A lot of you, a lot of our great charter members have shared with us they own Teslas, et cetera. And you know, hey, cars aren't going to hold up to the range that they're promising. Well, how are they doing RVs then? RVs are bucking the wind, of course, out front. They're going to take more because they have more weight. They're saying that the Class C RVs will be able to go 249 miles on a range without towing anything. I like myself out here in Boise, Idaho, where we are with the mountains and all. Yeah, you have a Class C, and you're going to tow your snowmobiles this time of year, ATVs in the summer, or maybe a Razor in the back, so you're towing things. So that's going to drop your 249-mile range down to 149. Good thing about that, I was thinking about that, it's electric. All electric. They're coming your way. Okay, great. How many of you, raise your hand, have a generator on board on your Class A, B, and C? Yeah, if you don't have a generator on board, then you probably bought a separate one, right? That red brand, Honda, red. They're real quiet, Yeah, the red generators. Well, couldn't you start the generator up? You got a 149-mile range out of that bad boy because you're towing your towies in the back, right? So you pull over at 100 miles. You start the generator up and plug the motorhome into the generator? Huh? Well, I don't have any news on that, but that's just me thinking out of the hubcap here. Wouldn't that be sweet? Well, why couldn't we do that with our electric car? Yeah. Just put a generator in the trunk. And in fact, those little, I don't know what the model of the generator is that Honda makes. What is it, a 1200 maybe? I don't know what the number of it is. But they're portable, little red plastic, and they like to put two of those together. And you buy the cord that plugs both generators together, and then you have more power. More power. And then all of a sudden you take the electrical cord from your electric car or your RV and plug it in and charge it. Who needs a charging station? See? That's what it's all about right here in Auto World. Thinking out of the hubcap at all times. RVs going electric. Boy, things are changing, aren't they? Okay, I promise you we're going to unlock the locks, unlocking the editor's choice there at Car and Driver. I shared with you, of course, it's all Honda. We started at the bottom, minivan, midsize pickup, midsize SUV. Now it's time to let you know, coming up the line and getting to number 2 and 1 on the third hour. Right now, the midsize SUV is, of course, the 2022 Honda Passport, but right above it is the compact SUV, the 2022 Honda CR-V, folks, CR-V. This is the editor's choice from Car and Driver. Now, it's all about the Honda, though, Honda brand. Editor's Choice, and these are the Editor's Choice for recognizing each vehicle as the best in its category to buy. Above that Honda CR-V is the Sport Compact Car, the 2022 Honda Civic Si. Coming up in the third hour, you're going to hear what is the Editor's Choice number 2 slot, number 1 slot coming up on the third hour. With that, too, in order for you to go over to the third hour, if you're our great Auto World affiliate family, our radio station there doesn't take us there, and you can't listen, then go over to GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. Also, we're going to go up the list, which we have, and let you know who's the number 1, number 2, number 1 spot is on the most profitable car company coming your way on the third hour. And we have more emails to share with you, of course, on the third hour of Auto World. I'm going to dig into Eddie, the engine emailer. He's in charge of the emails here on Auto World. And he's just telling me right now, you better get to it. Also, the suicide doors. What's that all about? Suicide doors on what kind of car coming your way? That picture's also on our Facebook page. Mark Evans is the address, and the Instagram account is Auto World Media. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And that, as I stated on that picture, head on over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. You'll enjoy what we're doing over there. And also, there's a car show over there that you might want to just take a look at. They shared with us, and we share with you, because you can go over to Auto World Radio on Facebook and take a look at that. Coming soon, we're going to see if we can't make a YouTube thing happen here at Auto World, too, that you can go back. But remember, at one point in time, at any point in time with you, folks, you can go to, please do, Google Auto World Podcast, and you can go back in time, way, way back, all the way to 1992, if you'd like, and listen to everything, because we're going to have I'm talking everything. And you're going to, things that you might not have had a chance to hear or learn because maybe you didn't know about Auto World. I do appreciate you being here this hour. I'm Mark Evans from the Auto World Plaza in the Athletic Sports Studio. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe and motor on.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.